Mike, how do you explain that?
I don't. You know, it's there's no explanation for it. To be perfectly honest, there's no explanation for it.
Mike, just the word that kept being mentioned, Steve, Frangelo, was urgency. I mean, just after a two-game road trip like you had, the emotional win in Toronto, just, I know you just said that you can't explain it.
Yeah. Again, I'm not sure. You know, it's pretty simple. You look at our division and you look at what's going on around the league, and you'd think that you would come to the rink and number one, you can control two things. You can control your attitude and you can control your work ethic. And you think that the desperation would be there. That this is a group that you know has won a lot, and winning doesn't come easy. And I can't imagine that we've forgotten, the investment that's required. I can't imagine that we've forgotten that. So, not sure. Pretty harsh reminder tonight.
Last time you guys played here was the Florida game. You said that game was unacceptable. Is this another?
Well, it's got to be unacceptable to them. I hate to say it. You know, that's the reality. So I can say it all I want, but... we can keep trying to do whatever, you know, and obviously we will. We'll come back to the rink tomorrow, and that'll be a practice that, you know, obviously we'll have practice. But it's in the preparation. You know, for whatever reason, when you're not ready to work, you know, obviously that's the result tonight.
I know you wanted to put Jaden in a spot where he could succeed. You've been trying to do that. I guess you had to make the move there. Just what went into your thinking?
I had to make the move, but I don't know if that was necessarily, you know, an opportunity to succeed either the way we were playing. But, it was just at that point trying to switch the momentum.
Is it a case where the players are too comfortable at home? Maybe they bond better on the road?
Well, yeah, but I think, you know, I think – when you go on the road, probably there's a sense of urgency that you know that the other team's going to play well, and maybe we don't think that the other team's going to come in here and play well. I'm not sure. You know, like, honestly, it's it's with the way that we've been playing at home lately. We went to the game today and spent a little less time in our pre-scout talking about the details of the game. We knew that this was going to be a work ethic game. It was, you can't scare them into playing well, but you know this is the NHL, and anyways, you got to be ready from the drop of the puck.
When it gets to be, when it starts out at 1-0, is how easy is it to try to right the ship?
Well, that was the thing for me is that you know obviously the start was very very disappointing, but then the response to the start was even more disappointing. To be honest with you, you know at some point you got to get pissed off. And it didn't feel that there was a lot of that, you know. Didn't feel that the emotional investment was there from the drop of the puck. And we were just a little bit too okay with what was going on.
Is this one of those situations where the veterans are now, starting with tomorrow, kind of got to grab this?
Well, if we don't, then we're not gonna make the playoffs, you know. That's the bottom line. If we think that we can play two good games and then just not show up for one, that's not the way things are going to work from here till the rest of the year. So I don't know if we think that we're good enough that we can get out with half effort or, you know, working hard two out of every three games. That's not the way it's going to work. And we have a lot of guys inside our locker room that know that.
Mike, we couldn't help but notice that every player was sitting in this stall in the locker room. Did you ask them to do that?
Well, I think that it's important that when you have an effort like that in front of your crowd that you're ready to answer. I mean, we have to. It's, you know, it's on us, so you have to answer the bell. Thanks.